Hello and welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Today we're going to talk about veterans and healthcare, a very touchy subject if you've been paying any attention to the news coming out of Washington. But there's a broader story here that I think we'd like to touch on and I think would be helpful. And that is veterans have actually quite a number of options when it comes to healthcare, which has created an issue whereby, a rather disturbing one I might add, whereby veteran advocates are out there tricking veterans into demonstrating that they have less terms of assets so that they qualify for free care in the VA system. So here to help us sort that out and touch on some other aspects is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, so what's going on with these scams on our nation's veterans?
Well, these veterans are told that they, by manipulating their assets, quote-unquote hiding their assets, they can qualify for more health benefits than they really do, for example, when really that hiding is really a scam to take those assets away from the veterans, which is a terrible thing to do to the men and women who have served our country. So first of all, you know, don't ever be fooled by official sounding names. There are state veterans affairs agencies that provide services and protection for veterans. Always go to them because that's what they're there for. Don't depend on a nursing home, a community center, assisted living facility, or any other provider to protect you in these circumstances. Again, always go to the official Veterans Affairs agency in your state. They can help you out. There is even an email hotline that you can contact, veteranfraud@gmail.com, where you can email them, tell them your situation before you sign anything, before you get involved in anything, because you do not want to lose what you have in return for healthcare. You already have plenty of options as a veteran.
Okay, let's turn to some of those options, and they certainly include the VA healthcare system, which I know is under review and renovation itself, but let's highlight the key ones for our nation's veterans.
I think, first of all, I'd like to emphasize that 1 in 4 veterans under 65 years old have more than one source of health coverage. That's unusual in the health coverage world. Veterans have more options than anybody else. First of all, the obvious one, VA healthcare. Enrollment in the VA is optional and can be terminated or reinstated. Many vets don't know that. Any service-related medical condition is treated for free in the VA medical system, but it is not exclusive to that system. You can get treated for those conditions anywhere,
right,
with any other coverage. The next option for those who are in active duty is TRICARE. That is funded by the Department of Defense. It's active duty personnel, healthcare, and their family. For them and their family, it's very common for them. Employment-based health insurance is actually the largest chunk of coverage for veterans, same as everybody else, getting coverage through their job. For low-income veterans, there's Medicaid. If they qualify based on their income, they can get Medicaid coverage. The exchanges, state exchanges through the Affordable Care Act, this is the only place where you can get subsidies or discounts on your health insurance for individual coverages through the state exchanges. And there are about 1 million uninsured veterans in the country, which is a very sad thing, again, considering all of the options they've got.
Right. No reason to be uninsured, especially if you're a veteran. So there are resources out there. The Transamerica Institute also offers resources and information at transamericainstitute.org. Click on the Center for Health Studies, and there you'll hopefully be guided. That's all we have time for. Thanks again, Hector, for joining us here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.